Hello, welcome back to another night of cheer. I always say I cannot replace the Maggid cheer, but I'll be giving cheer in its stead. We are learning Lilay Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zalul, Peril Bas Pinchas, Miriam Leva Bas Sauron, May the Neshama Ben Aliyah. We're learning Refuah Shleimah for all those who are sick, Tzchus for Kol Yisrael, especially for Eretz Yisrael in this trying time. So last night, I had an audience. And we spoke about one of the ideas in Parashas Mishpatim. Parashas Mishpatim talks about all the laws that occur, monetary laws. That is, what happens if a person damages their friend. And we talked about last night and last year, Gilgulim. Well, if you continue to read the Psukim, you will see there are various other themes that come up. So if you scroll down to, well, on my screen, if you're following along, the pasuk says, if men quarrel and one strikes the other with a stone or with a fist, and he does not die but is confined to his bed, if he gets up and walks outside in support, the assailant shall be cleared. He shall give only payment for his enforced idleness, and he shall provide for his cure. So in the context, we're saying that if two people fight and one injures the other, okay. Then he has to pay him for the cure. And from this, the Gemara and others learn the idea that we're going to talk about the mitzvah to heal another Jew. Okay, so I found an article online, Rabbi Yehoshua Pfeffer. I googled him. He seems to be very, very reliable. Talmud Chacham was reliable, and we'll go through the idea of being a doctor. For anybody not familiar, there is a halachic question based on this. We learn out that a person should he, that there might be a mitzvah to heal. So we're going to go through questions. First of all, is there permission to heal? Is there a mitzvah to heal? And what are the parameters? So we're going to go through it. Concerning a case of damages in which a person assaulted and injured somebody else, the pasuk teaches there's an obligation to pay for his healing. And heal shall he heal. This week's parsha that I just read. That is that there's a mitzvah to heal the person. The Gemara cites Rabbi Shmuel, who derives from the pasuk that is generally permitted for a physician to heal. So Rabbi Shmuel learns in the Gemara that a doctor is allowed to heal. And so now we're going to get into a whole discussion about the parameters of a doctor healing. Can they take money? What's the idea? As Rashi explains, one might have thought that if Hashem inflicts a person with a disease, it is forbidden for us to intervene and heal it. In fact, this is the opinion of Rabbi Acha, who states that medicine is in principle the exclusive domain of Hashem. Though post facto and not through divine authority, people have adopted the practice of healing. Abaye, however, disputes the opinion based on exposition Rabbi Shmuel. Hashem has given us permission to heal. So in other words, if there are some opinions, like Rashi, quoting Rabbi Acha, that maybe it's only for Hashem. Like, who are we to heal if Hashem brought a disease? Okay, but the halacha doesn't follow him. It follows Rabbi Shmuel, who says Rapo Yirapeh teaches that there is a mitzvah for a doctor to heal. Presenting a slightly different take on the question of healing, the Medrash notes an incident where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva gave medical advice to a sick person. A farmer approached them and questioned why it was permitted to heal. Surely the illness comes from Hashem. They answered that this is similar to a tree. Just as a tree will not grow if the surrounding earth is not fertilized and plowed, if a tree is not watered and fertilized, it will die, so is the human. Our fertilizer is medication, and our farmer is the doctor. Okay, so, I'll just explain briefly, like I did before. Like, you could say that, well, if Hashem gave a disease, so who are we to stop it? Like, Hashem gave it, Hashem should take it back. It's Hashem's domain. Why are we allowed to do so? The pasuk tells us that according to Rabbi Shmuel and others, we're seeing that it's very clear that there is rishus and possibly a mitzvah to go to a doctor. In the present article, we will discuss halachic issues related to healing. Is there a virtue of not going to a physician, a doctor? What is the source of the mitzvah to heal? And can a physician take payment, maybe even exorbitant payment, for his services? These questions, among others, are addressed below. Going to doctors. Ramban famously writes that when the majority of the Jews are free of sin, they do not need the services of a doctor. This is based on the words of the pasuk, "For I am Hashem your healer." This is how the tzaddikim acted during the era of the prophets. Even when they sinned, therefore fell ill, they would not consult with the physicians, but only the prophets. He concludes that one who seeks Hashem by means of a prophet has no need to consult with a physician, and what is the need for doctors in the house of Hashem? So, just to briefly summarize, he's saying that the Ramban says that if you don't do averos, there won't be any sickness. And even if there was, you would go to the Nevi'im. So you shouldn't have to go to doctors. Now, I don't want anybody to get scared. You have to listen to the whole thing, where even though the Ramban says that there's a lot of, commentary that this is not what we follow. Some have stated, based on the Ramban, that even today there's a virtue in refraining from visiting a physician. That is, one should not go to a doctor. But we're not done. We're far from done. If a person wishes to place his trust in Hashem rather than upon medical practitioners, then he is living the ideal and he is permitted to do so. However, this may not be the accurate representation of the Ramban's position. Ramban writes elsewhere in a halakhic work that the permission to visit a physician is in fact a mitzvah and is included in the principle of pikuach nefesh. So Ramban himself writes, it's a mitzvah to see a doctor if you need one, because a person could get very sick and, whatever, bad things can happen to them. Clearly, the Ramban understands that there's an obligation to visit a physician in case of illness. Moreover, in the above citation, the Ramban refers to the era of the prophets, in which Israel are in a state of plenty and perfection, so that their matters are not conducted by ways of nature. For Hashem will bless their bread and water and remove disease from their midst. This is not our condition today and has not been so for a long time. So we don't have Nevi'im today. We're not on the level to be in such a holy level that, like, oh my gosh, I know exactly how to heal with Torah mitzvahs. That's not what we do. Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes that even according to the Ramban, times are different today and prophecy has ceased, so that there is an obligation to act in accordance with medical advice. Shevet Yehuda likewise states that a patient needs to search for the most qualified physician and the most appropriate medications, and those who refrain from doing so are acting sinfully with criminal negligence. So, in other words, according to many poskim today, if you don't see a doc, if you don't see a doctor, it's an avera. It's a mitzvah to see a doctor if you need one. Okay? In fact, we already find in the Rashba that it's forbidden to rely on a miracle in medical matters, and where necessary, a visit to the physician is an obligation. As for the mitzvah of reliance on Hashem, the mitzvah of bitachon, the Rashba writes that one should trust in Hashem, that he will send us healing by means of a specific physician, and not that he will send miraculous healing without medical intervention. According to the Rashba, having bitachon means that we find the right doctor, not that it just falls from the sky, the medicine. Although true healing, as the Taz states, is from Hashem and by means of prayer, a person does not merit this, and he must go through the healing process in keeping with the nature of the world, and as Hashem has given us permission to do, which is therefore an obligation. He also writes that this is the position of the Ramban himself. Rav Asher Weiss notes that this emerges from several additional authorities, including the Shach and the Magen Avraham. Concludes there is no question that a person must engage in medicine along with prayer. So of course a person has to do Torah mitzvahs, daven, but absolutely, according to many Achronim, there is a mitzvah to go to the doctor, and as such, you're not allowed to play games and, oh, whatever, I'm gonna rely on a miracle. The poskim say you're not allowed to do that. We're gonna be continuing a mitzvah of healing. I'll just say that while I did not see it mentioned in the Rambam as one of 613 mitzvos, I saw it mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as we're going to be quoting. I saw there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch with a few sifim discussing the halachas of a doctor and how to go about it. Okay, so it is actually even in the Shulchan Aruch to go to a doctor, which should not be too surprising. Once permission is granted, it is a mitzvah to heal. This obligation of healing is echoed by the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah gave permission to a doctor to heal, and this is a mitzvah and falls under the category of pikuach nefesh. If one refrains from it, he is considered a murderer. This is true even if there are other doctors available to heal the patient, since a person is not privileged to be healed through everyone. But you have to go to whatever the best doctor is. There is a discussion, by the way, I'll just say my own thing, about whether, let's say, the doctor doesn't believe in Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, or something. But Pashtus, you have to find the best doctor you can. Authorities discuss what the source of the mitzvah is. Which mitzvah category does healing fall under? The Rambam suggests that this falls under the obligation of returning lost property, which includes returning a person's state of good health to him. This is also mentioned by the Minchas Chinuch and the Maharsha, who cites the negative imperative forbidding a person from ignoring another's lost property. Others suggest additional sources, such as the Chai Achicha Imach, which refers to aiding a poor person, or to the general instruction of loving another person as one's own self. Though some medieval commentaries distinguish between external wounds for which there is a mitzvah to heal and internal wounds for which one should refrain from intervening, this is not a mainstream approach, and according to normative halacha, mitzvah applies to all cases of illness. So always a mitzvah to go to the doctor. Moreover, we seem to learn in the Mishnah that healing is a mitzvah. The Mishnah teaches a person who is under vow not to benefit from his fellow may receive healing from him. The Rambam explains that this is permitted because the physician is obligated by Torah law, as derived from the principle of returning lost property, to heal the sick. For this reason, it is not considered as though the physician actually benefits the sick person, but this benefit is merely the fulfillment of a divine instruction to heal the sick. The final sentence of the Shulchan Aruch stating that a person cannot know which physician will be effective in his healing has several ramifications concerning the personal obligation incumbent upon each physician. For example, the Piskei Yeshiva quotes the Talmudei Daniel concerning a doctor's duties during a Shiva, when a person is generally not allowed to engage in business or to leave his home. The Talmudei Daniel rules that despite this halacha, a doctor who is summoned during Shiva to treat a very sick person is permitted or even obligated to assist the patient. Though an Avel, who happens to be a doctor, is allowed a break from Shiva and to go heal the person, because obviously if they don't right away, it's a sakana, they could get very sick. Sitz Eliezer writes that this is true even when the do other doctors are available because of the principle, lav min hakol. Not every physician will succeed in healing. But even if there's a million other doctors, you can still, Sitz Eliezer says that you can still get this particular doctor. If he's the best doctor or whatever it is, then he's the one that has to be taken, even if he's in the middle of Shiva. The Shulchan Aruch rules that it's forbidden for a doctor to take payment from a patient for his knowledge and advice. However, he may take payment as schar batala, payment for not being able to engage in other employment, as well as to charge him for the trouble of healing. The Aruch HaShulchan also allows doctors to charge for travel, writing prescriptions, and all overhead expenses. So this is a big thing that people don't realize, and it doesn't really have too many ramifications. But there is an idea that, believe it or not, because it says in the pasuk that doctors are permitted to heal, then it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, then the Shulchan Aruch says you can't get paid for a mitzvah. So how do doctors become doctors? Okay, they get paid what's called schar batala. They get paid for the time and possibly other things. This applies to Rabbanim as well. This is a very similar halakhic discussion for Rabbanim. How are Rabbanim allowed to get paid if there's a mitzvah to teach Torah? And it's the same idea, schar batala. By contrast with this limiting halakha, the Shulchan Aruch also rules that if a doctor demands a fee for his treat for the treatment as a precondition for treatment, the patient is obligated to pay him if he wants that doctor. First halacha relates to demanding payment after performing the act of healing, for which payment is limited to trouble and loss of income. If an amount was agreed in advance, the entire sum must be paid. The Ramah explains, based on the Ramban, that although it is a mitzvah for the doctor to treat the patient, he is not required to do so for free and is entitled to receive a fee. The reason for this is that the mitzvah of healing applies to everyone, does not fall on a particular doctor. His choice to engage in the profession to heal in this case entitles him to demand payment. So very clear from the Shulchan Aruch that you have to pay a doctor. You can't say, "Oh, it's a mitzvah," but because the heter is that he is getting schar batala. And of course, like many other things, if they don't get paid, so they may stop doing it. I mean, chas v'shalom. The doctors have to be paid. We'll skip exorbitant fees for lack of time. But basically, there's a discussion. What if you're charging a lot of money? We'll leave that. We'll go with the conclusion, and I'll speak briefly about it. We have seen that there is an obligation on the part of everybody who is sick to visit a physician, that there is a mitzvah on the part of medical practitioners to heal. One of the ramifications for of this mitzvah, as discussed above, concerns payments a doctor can demand for his services. Right? So, can a doctor demand money? We said, strictly speaking, for the mitzvah itself, no, they can't demand money. However, they still get what's called schar batala, that because they're taking the time to heal you, or they can be doing other things to get paid. And obviously, they says the Rama, they have to get paid. Have to get paid. Today, of course, with insurance, the way it works, without getting into politics, that might even be different because you're not even paying them. So insurance is paying them if you have it, whatever it is. But doctors, there's a halakhic discussion. They have to get paid. It's a mitzvah to go to the doctor, and it's a mitzvah to pay the doctor. That's what we said. Okay. Although there were opinions that said once upon a time maybe it was different. Mitzvah to visit the doctor if necessary. Mitzvah to find the best doctor if possible, and pay them, and of course daven for that Hashem sends the right doctor and the right medication, etc. Okay. And so we'll just talk a little bit about it. So this, by the way, this article was from Rabbi Yehoshua Pfeffer. When I did a little research, I'm not sure who he is, but he appears to be a massive Talmud Chacham, and so I was very comfortable using his work. I think he's okay with that. I'll just say that, when it comes to medicine, health, medicine, and things like that, we have to go by Torah guidelines. We know the Rambam was a physician, the doctor. People don't realize Ramban was a physician. I will say that, for somebody like Rav Asher Weiss, he's not a physician, but he's the Rav of a hospital who was cited in the article. And he, like many, like most Rabbanim, very pro medicine, going to the right doctors. We saw that throughout the centuries there were Jews who were doctors, of course, and we hope not to need it, but we're mitzvah to go to the best doctor to heal us, and this is how Hashem runs the world. Hashkafically, it's maybe a wake-up call, that we're supposed to do introspection, but it's not something, and of course we daven and we try to do teshuva, but we have a mitzvah to heal ourselves, we have a mitzvah to go to the doctor, and I'll just take a liberty now that I have a platform. This I've heard from Rabbanim, to see a therapist as well, if at all possible. This is part of refuah as well, if necessary. Of course, many it's that's also a changing subject. To see a therapist is considered very much under refuah, I think, depending on different things, but mitzvah to see a therapist and whatever m medical advice a person needs, the right rabbinic guidance, it appears to be an absolute mitzvah. So hopefully we never need the doctors, but if we do, we should hopefully find the right ones and have all our ailments solved. This is Eli Naiman, wishing everybody bracha, tzlach on the learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much.